right. Injuries, Jason Avant will not practice today and will be listed as out with a hamstring. Marty Gilliard won't practice today, but he's making progress. Chris Polk will be listed as out with the toe sprain. Jeremy Macklin, who had the lower back, is making progress. He went through the walkthrough, and he's doing okay there. He might be able to do some things today. Danny Watkins will practice. And then Michael. Michael's going through all the protocol for to get himself, evaluated with a concussion. And right now he's in the stage where he needs rest, and that's what he's doing. Headaches have subsided a bit. And what I'll do is I'll bring Rick in later in the week and let him give you an update on it. But he's meeting with Rick daily and getting what treatment he can for it. But the main thing right now is just rest. He has not been tested, and right now he's going through the rest part of it here.
So would he be out in for all realistic?
No. I'm going. We're taking right through the protocol that you normally do, and it's important that we do that. So that's how we're doing it.
Is he still getting the headaches that you were talking about on Monday?
They've subsided just a bit. Quite a little bit, so he's feeling a little bit better in that area. Yeah.
For the amount of tests that he has to go through to be cleared to practice and play, what is the cutoff there? You think?
I don't know that. I mean, we're taking it day by day. We're just doing what, making sure we evaluate him. So I'm not evaluating him. Our doctors and trainers are evaluating him.
Andy, what have Nick's last couple of days been like? Can you kind of describe the whole ramping up process?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, he's around here all the time. He spends a lot of time in this building and getting himself right. You have to do that when you're the relief pitcher as a backup. And so he's used to that workload. So he's continuing on with that. He came in here yesterday, made sure he put in a few hours, and he's going to handle it like he's going. You know, whether he does or not, we'll see how that works out. But that's how he has to handle that right now. So.
With the situation you guys are in with your record right now, do you have to remind him to try not to do too much in a sense? Try to force things and try to get this team, rolling again?
Yeah, he just needs to be himself. If he has that opportunity, just be yourself and run the offense.
Do you simplify the offense a little bit for him?
No. I mean, he's fairly comfortable with what we have.
Is Watkins back in at right guard?
Watkins is working in at right guard, yep.
So what will your tackle situation be?
Well, we've got the same two and then Kelly can move out there and also play out there. So those three will rotate at the tackles.
What are your plans with Jay Scott? Is he ready? Is he in any type of game shape yet? Or?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how he does. We'll get him in, and he's familiar with the. He played in this offense in college, and then he knows obviously Howard's terminology and technique. So he can work in. Howard rotates everybody in.
Did you bring him in just for depth, or do you feel like he can be a challenge for a starting?
Well, I don't know exactly where he's at right now. I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. I mean, he hasn't played for a little bit here, so I want to see him get out and move around and see what he can do. And he's been a solid starter now for 5 years or so. So he's a pretty good player. Who's asking? I think RG3 is a heck of a player. He was a good kid, a smart kid, and a good football player. Do a lot of things well.
What kind of a challenge does he represent for the defense? He's a really accurate guy. He's mobile.
Yeah, and then they run some of the things that he ran at Baylor, which I think is smart. I mean, that's you're going to bring in a rookie to start and do that. You give him something that he's familiar with, and he does that very well. So you have the option game that you have to deal with in the run game. They're one of the top run teams in the NFL right now, and they've got a good young running back, and they've got a quarterback that can run. Their offensive line's playing well.
He said on a conference call that you were really interested in him, meeting with him at the combine and everything. Can you talk a little bit about how that?
Listen, I love talking to all those quarterbacks. I mean, that's and he was, he was one of them. We weren't in a position where we were going to be picking him, but it was I wanted to see what he was all about, and I liked what I saw. Yeah.
Well, why do you think like so many of these quarterbacks in this year's draft, you know, have been able to play right away?
Yeah, I think it's as simple as the offenses in college now are geared to throwing, and so these kids are coming out and they've seen the blitzes, they've thrown the football, they've done it in short yardage situations, long yardage situations, and everything in between. So that, and I think that pays off for them once they get to this level. Even though it's a little different offense, it's still they have confidence in themselves throwing the football, and they can see the safeties and corners where they're at.
Is that even more true than it was like 5 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, I would say that's kind of where it started, right in that area. You know, you go back a little bit further, and it's really magnified there. But the spread's been around for 5 years or so, where it's really been in most of the majority of the colleges. So.
Foles had a great preseason. Do you think that can translate?
I think that part's helped Nick. I think it helped him in the preseason, and you saw him get in there and throw the ball around. He had confidence doing it, and I definitely think that.
Andy, is there anything you can do as a coach to kind of take the anxiety out of Nick's first start? Anything you can do?
I could let Howard Eskin talk to him.
I could help.
Listen, I think he's confident in his ability. If it comes down to where he has that opportunity, I think he'd be excited, and his personality type would be more of a positive than it would be a negative. So I think he's wired that way.
So you're saying there's nothing really that you have to do?
No, I don't think there's anything you have to do if he was in that situation.
Andy, what is your message to your team this week? Is it a 5-game slide? Very easily could have won that Dallas game until things unraveled.
That's right. Just go play. Go play. One play at a time, man. Go play. Enjoy the game. That's what this is all about. You're in the National Football League, man. You play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Go enjoy the game.
Enough on enjoying it, Andy.
I have a lot of confidence in him. That's why we brought him here. Yeah.
Do enough of them enjoy it right now with what's going on?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, I think they do. And we've got a good group. I've said that from the beginning.
Andy, Cooper slide in the slot, or do you keep outside and have Macklemore in the slot, or do you just kind of mix them up?
Yeah, we've got a couple different combinations that we can do there. So. Just depending on the play, and we've got mixture in the run game, we've got mixture in the pass game, so it's a good combination. Good.
Can you talk a little bit about Benny Curry's progression here? And he hasn't been up. Punt was it up last week? Is it possible we could see him this Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. We have so many numbers there. That's the thing. We've got some experience with Tap and okay, so it's. And we'll just see how all that works out. He's working in, though. He's repping in during practice, and so there's always that chance.
Is this a chance to talk to Michael about his mindset and his chance he may not be able to play?
Yeah, listen, Michael's in a good play. He's hurting a little bit from the concussion, but he's in a good place. I haven't tried to overburden him right now. I want him to rest right now. That's part of this protocol here that when you understand about the concussions, they recommend that. So we've tried to keep him away from here, out of the light, and resting. And that's kind of what he's doing, and try to get him to feel a little bit better. Like I said, the headaches are subsiding just a bit, so that's a good thing.
Do you have an idea when the first series of tests might begin?
I don't. I leave all that up to Rick and the doctors, and I'll get Rick with you, later in the week, and he'll give you the update and how he went about it, and one way or the other.
Has he even had the CT scan yet? Because that's part of the
protocol. Yeah, no, that's later.
That's,
yeah,
okay.
That's
right.
At the start of the year, you made 5 ends and 4 tackles on game day. When Patterson came back, he came 5 tackles, 4 ends. Mm-hmm. Why the switch? Is it?
Well, some of it depends on the team and what they do. You have that flexibility to do that. The other part is that is Patterson ready to take 30-plus reps? I've tried to keep his numbers down a little bit just till he gets back and without forcing it, still bring him back and give him a chance. And
Coach, you may have answered this question earlier, but do you expect Vic to come back, for the rest of the season?
I think so. I've just got to see. I mean, I don't know that. He hasn't gone through any of the tests so far. So right now he's just in that resting stage. So Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I can't tell
you. I expect him to have a pretty good beat on how Washington runs, because Houston ran the same offense and practiced against that.
Yeah, well, it's similar with the zone blocking. Yeah, the zone blocking part is the same. It's just the option part is a little bit different, yeah.